What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is a Take a Chance podcast, episode 51.
Episode 51. Today, we have a special guest.
Yeah.
Actually came up quick. Like
this within the last couple days. Yeah,
this wasn't one that we like worked on, you know, like a month in advance.
Which, by the way, thank you for being available quick.
Today, we have They Love Ricky.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on.
Always, yeah. It was a steep little drive.
Yeah.
Oh, same for us, brother.
I started getting stressed out.
I kind of want to jump into how I met you. It's just my buddy. I was out with him one night, and then we ended up going our own ways. And then
shout out, bro.
Yeah,
that's Sage. Shout out, Sage. That's the bro.
Shout out, Sage.
SD.
So. Yeah, we split our own ways, whatever. And then he called me at like 2 a.m, woke me up. Super
I told
tired.
Him not to.
Nah, it's all right. It's all right. It all worked out.
Yes.
Yeah, we
yes, sir.
Sent him over some beats. Hopefully you hear something soon. Potentially, we'll see. See what's in the works. But yeah, They Love Ricky. I kind of just want to jump into like your upbringing. You know, like what were you doing as like sports? Anything like growing up as a kid? You know, before music.
Yeah, I was into sports. I was really big into basketball and shit, and I played all through high school. And I did a semester playing summer league at Henry Ford College and shit. And after that, I ain't gonna lie, I fucking hooped with some college hoopers, and I realized hooping ain't gonna work out. No,
I feel you.
It was a different type of athleticism, speed, all that. Like I was like, yeah, I can only shoot.
I feel like that's what the average like person doesn't really realize too, is that like anywhere you go in a college, especially for basketball, there's gonna be hoopers.
Bro,
there's guys that maybe got into some
damn near ass.
There's some guys that maybe were in some trouble growing up, or maybe there's some guys
exactly
that didn't have the grades. Nah. There's NBA hoopers. You know,
I got in this argument last night. The other night at that party I went to, a kid that was like football player all through high school. It was like, mm-hmm, basketball's gay. And I'm like, well, like, are you saying it's soft? Is that because you can't say that? And you also, if you look at a football team compared to a basketball team, there's like 55 players on a football team, you know, like in the NBA.
You got a lot more chance to go.
Oh, yeah, around. Yeah. So that,
but
like,
even it's still even hard as fuck. I got one of my boys, Malik, and shit, I went to high school with. Like, he was a dog. He's the best football player I've ever
seen.
I went to Melvindale.
Melvindale?
And then he went D1 from high school. And
Malik what?
Boyan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he went D1. He played at Austin Peay, and then, you know, he walked on his steals.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And then he played CFL, AF. He done did every fucking league. And
yeah.
He's the best. I've never seen no one better than him. He said there was people that he said they're fucking good.
Oh, bro, like they don't.
He used to hype me up. Like, I was all like, I played quarterback my senior year. I never played football. I was a backup quarterback and shit. And like, I just did it to get a sweet number. I was like, I'm only going to play because the football team and the coaches fucked with me because I was one of the best hoopers. But like, I was like, they were like, just come. Like, I was fucking around throwing. They were like, you can play quarterback. I'm like, I ain't going to play. Like, JJ's a cool. He's like, fucking paint man. I was like, only way I'm going to play, if you all give me a single-digit number. I was like, I want a fucking sweet number. I'll
what
play.
Number did you get?
I got number fucking 7. Over
that's a dope number.
Over people that started and shit that were in. But they, I was like, I want to play. I look like the starting quarterback, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was the starting quarterback.
Had all the accessories and everything.
I was at fucking front page of the fucking yearbook because JJ dressed like he dressed playing, but he was a dog. But
that's
like,
funny.
Yeah, I dressed like I was fucking the sweetest fucking Patrick Mahomes out there. I look sweet as fuck. I think he suck at dress. I don't know why. Him, but.
You said you were big on basketball.
Yeah,
are you following with the NBA?
Yeah,
right now, or, like, you've been watching the finals a little bit.
FanDuel. I follow FanDuel. I need to follow where the fuck they're at. Whoever's behind that app.
Yeah, before we were before we started this episode, we were in the studio talking to him for a little bit too, for the people watching. And yeah, you said you're big on the sports gambling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really do want. I want Kyrie. I think Kyrie. I want the Mavs to get it, but right now it's looking steep.
Yeah, I feel you.
I feel like
it
Kyrie,
is. It's very
know,
steep.
I feel like Kyrie. I love Kyrie. I vote because he was with LeBron. My favorite player is LeBron James. I fucking love LeBron.
I respect it.
And I don't care if no one says I'm a fucking LeBron little fan. Whatever. Oh, I said that. My bad. But I'm a little follower. But like, I like LeBron, bro. Like, he's our Michael Jordan. Everybody, I think he's better than Michael Jordan. I don't care what nobody says.
That's fair.
I think,
and like, if he played back in the day, I swear to God, he would bully every motherfucker. He was bullied. Jordan was 160 pounds. This motherfucker's like 230.
I've
like,
said this on a few episodes. I think Jordan has the best, like, career.
Yeah.
But I think LeBron, not
then,
career, but like resume, you know, like in the final 6-0. They
imagine
say.
If LeBron played
but
back then.
But I think LeBron is a better overall basketball player.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
It's just like, I feel like, you know, and it's a different level. Like every as we get older, these players, these kids, like I watched.
Oh yeah, we're
like
older than them now. Motherfuckers in high
school now. I'm like, yeah. The fuck are they feeding that shit?
Yeah.
The fuck is that? Like Aaron Gordon in high school. I was watching him after I graduated. I'm like, this dude's a fucking giant. He looks like a robot. Like, he's dunking through the legs in the middle of the games. I'm like, it's like every year is different. Like, and every like it's like, I ain't gonna lie, when I played in high school, the kid, it was like people we were playing against, probably why I fucking was all league downriver. Like
I feel you.
If I played now, I'll probably get my ass shut the fuck down. Like it was like the people are more athletic as it goes on, you know what I'm saying? Like if Jordan played in this league, I feel like
he would still get buckets.
Oh yeah.
He'd get buckets, but I don't think it's many buckets.
It'd be like Ant. He would be getting like 30. Yeah. That's probably about
it. Like, everybody got to look too. Like LeBron's 40, bro. Like he's a robot.
Yeah. Jordan wouldn't be doing all the other stuff he was doing back then.
Yeah. There was something I wanted to ask you about. Oh, build us your like all time starting five. Not like who you think the best is, but like your favorite players.
Okay, at point.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at this, but I fucking love Chauncey Billups.
That's a valid point. Mr. Big Shot, brother. Hey, shout out Chauncey.
Mr. Big Shot. I played AAU. I had fucking my shit on the back of my jersey. Mr. Big Shot.
Hey, shout out Chauncey.
I fucking love Chauncey Billups. And I love Chauncey. Shooting guard.
Oh, you were about to say Rip, weren't you?
I was, but I'm going Jerry Stackhouse. Ooh. I love Jerry Stackhouse. And you know who I used to fuck with too, but he's not as good as Chucky Atkins.
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
When he got traded from the Pistons.
Backdoor. Didn't we get?
These aren't like the answers we're used to. You said you're what, 28?
Yeah.
Those are like early 2000s Pistons. Yeah. Chucky got traded in the Big Ben trade, didn't he?
Yeah, I was pissed. I was heated.
Like, oh,
was
but hot, we got hopping. Big Ben in that trade.
I was a hot habanero pepper. My mom was like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, Chucky, I was fucking heated, bro. At the three. Is LeBron a three or is he four? He does it all.
You would take him three.
I'll take LeBron for the whole fucking team. I don't give a fuck.
Five LeBrons. Yeah,
three. And then the four, I'm going to go KD.
Okay.
And then the five, you guys don't like. I like DeAndre Jordan so much.
Hey, that's not fair. Hey, to be honest, one of the highest field goal percentages.
Team probably going to lose. I don't give a fuck.
No, one of the highest field goal percentages of all time.
In his prime, DeAndre Jordan's a monster. But like, I was
it's just a wild answer.
Or
it's like LaMarcus Aldridge type shit.
DeAndre Jordan, who's the other one? I'm not really big. I don't really care. It's like I like different players. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody probably expects me to pick these new players, but like I don't watch.
Hey, no, I fuck with your list. I definitely fuck with your list.
Yeah, no, that's so. Yeah, 100% expecting the DeAndre Jordan.
He's a fucking legend.
That's a team right there.
In a five.
Yeah. So DeAndre Jordan or who?
No, that was your.
Oh,
five.
That was a five.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fuck, we're losing.
You want a six man?
Oh, six man.
Six man.
I'm going fucking Oh boy, what's the fucking? He played for the Clippers.
Jamal Crawford.
Crawford.
Dog.
He could do something crazy.
I thought you were gonna say Lou.
Lou is a dog too.
Lou will do.
Are you familiar with like the Pistons' state right now? Like they're
what they're doing suck? Now. Yeah.
Just like any of the players, are you familiar with what's going on?
I don't know
there?
None of them. Okay. None. Who the fuck are they? It's cool. I guess I won't bet on them no more.
What about like the Lions?
I don't follow football. I like they won. I like that.
When they're winning,
I be going because I went to college. I just like when I fuck with the Lions, I'm fucking with them for the tailgate.
Where'd you go to school at?
I went to Central Michigan. Okay. I graduated from there in 2019.
Congratulations! I had a buddy up there. I used to.
I feel you.
I used to. Was a teacher before.
I used to go up to Central every once in a while. It's fun up there.
It died down a lot. Like when I first went there, I ain't gonna lie, every year it died down. It was such a big party school, and then, I don't know if it's because I was there and it died down, but like it's just not the same no more. At all.
I've had some good experiences there though. I'm not gonna lie.
What up, y'all? Too many good. What up, my boy?
No, you're good.
I can't recognize you.
I know, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun up there. A lot of good memories, man.
Soaring Eagle. I've gone five for five up there.
Soaring fucking Eagle. I worked there, too. Fuck them.
You worked at Soaring Eagle?
Yeah, I worked at the Aurora Buffet. Okay. I didn't work in the regular one.
Yeah. My first time ever going there, I walked in with, $40, left with, $500. I was like, I used to walk in
with my fucking refund check. I didn't even know how to gamble. I used to throw shit on the field. I didn't have no refund check. One time, I was supposed to pay my rent. You pay your rent for the whole, semester.
Yeah.
oh fuck, I fucking put everything in my whole rent. My grandma, I had to lie to my grandma and say that.
Damn.
I hope my grandma don't watch this.
Sorry, grandma.
But yeah, I told her I had to. It was bad. I used to go because I don't know, everybody else like would win. I'm like, what the fuck's up with me? I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. But then and I would only play the field and I didn't understand.
It's a rabbit hole. I don't know how to play craps.
So I don't know how to play shit for real. Blackjack, I suck at all. But I don't touch slots, you don't. I don't know. I just
If I'm going to the Nino, I'm doing roulette.
Bro, if I win one time, I'll be addicted. So, like, I'm not even.
Bro, I started off 5 for 5 at the casino.
That's right? What I'm saying.
Guess what I'm at right now?
5 for like 28?
5 for 10.
Well, I'm going to talk about what I'm 5 for.
I've only gone to a casino probably like 10, 15 times.
I don't go in person but either, though, no more.
I think I'm still plus,
I like going
though.
On the phone, so I got an excuse why I lost, because they cheat on the phone. That's why.
I've seen a lot of videos about that, actually.
That's true. I've always believed that.
I've seen videos of people cheating. Yeah, that shit's wild.
They're good. Hey, they're good.
Bro, they do that shit.
They're fucking good.
Hey, they do that shit on... So a while back, I was getting an order from a website, and I'm not going to say the website because it's notoriously like a broke website. Mm. So I was just getting a bunch of different shit from it, and they had a thing where if I sent it to a certain amount of people and enough people like clicked the link, I could get the whole thing for free, the whole order. So then it would get to a point where it was like, okay, you need one share to get rid of one. There's 99 left. You have to get rid of the full one. So I would get a share, and then it'd be like, oh wait, you need 4 more of those to get one share to do
like
that.
I know
oh,
what you're talking about, because they fucking just want to, if I go on, run on, it's like gambling. I'm like, you guys all work to fucking spin the wheel.
I bet we're talking about the exact same.
Four in the morning, I'm playing fucking games and shit. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? How long do I gotta fucking be out here doing this shit?
We'll bleep it.
I'd be on, we're no, they got some sweet shit on there.
Bro, they do such bad shit, though.
They got shit on that bitch where you can put in here, like, different, like, they got good shit on
there. Oh, yeah.
Like $10, like lights that say shit. Like, sweet for the rooms.
That basketball in there, the dribbling one that doesn't make sound, you got it from that.
Yeah, they got a lot of sweet shit, but, like, damn, bro, I'd rather just buy it at this point. Like,
yeah, bro.
I exit the app, go back. Another fucking coupon.
Because it's like,
leave me the fuck alone.
It's like, bro, it's $20. Just let me buy it. Just let me buy the order.
Shit out of all my contacts. Like, what are you doing? Like, think I'm hacking them and shit? Yeah. Like, come on,
I know about, but I've never been on it.
They're straight, bro.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I never ordered, like, no clothes and shit, but, like, my boy ordered a hoodie, bro, and it was, like, $6, and it was straight. It had, like, a little bear. It wasn't no name brand hoodie. It was straight as fuck.
That gray hoodie I wore, like, 3 episodes ago.
And he gave it to me. This is nice.
That gray hoodie I wore, like,
everything comes in.
Yeah,
they're reliable.
I haven't lost anything. Bro. They just take for fucking ever.
Yeah, they might take a little bit longer, but it comes in, bro. Yeah. It's straight. I would order it again. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, but
I'm gonna get that coupon down for.
We don't know who's making that shit, brother.
Probably the same people that make the shit that we buy in here.
You think so?
I think so.
Potentially,
100%. It could be.
Potentially.
I don't care who makes it. I want it though. But
kind of jumping into like the music side now. What really like inspired you or motivated you to start making music? Or like, when did you start?
I only started about 2 years ago, and it was it really was me, you know, me and Swaino hanging out, chilling. I was in the studio like that, you know. I never decided why I wanted to make music. I was just chilling and shit, and he was fucking working on something, and you know, he was like just fucking like, ah, fuck this. And then he was on the phone, and he just, well, after he got off, he's like, hey, Rick, get in here. Come try this. Say it in the thing. And like, I said it. And like, after he did it, he was like, no, say it with conviction. Say it like this. And like, I heard my voice. I was like, damn, that shit sounds kind of sweet. And then he's like, do it. He's like, you fucking with us, you got to do something. He's like, start doing it. I'm like, because I was just really just partying and shit. Fuck it. I just like going to the studio. It's sweet. You know, I like the vibe of it and shit.
Yeah.
And then I did that. And like, we made a song that day. And it was the Good Day song. And, I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it. I was like, dude, I'm a fucking rapper. I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking rapper. Like, because usually when we went out and shit, like, I didn't know what to say. Like, a lot of, like, girls, like, you know, females come up to me like, oh, like, I got a chain on shit. What do you do? I'm like, I don't know, I'm just fucking here. I'm just here for the fucking fun.
It's all
like,
dude.
I would fuck around and be like, I'm a producer. I'll be lying and shit. But now, like, it's cool, like, to tell them I got something. And, like, I'm kind of good at it. And I realized that. And hearing that from him and, you know, Big Bird, like, they were like, you you sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do this shit.
He's so, like, kind of good.
And it's easy to, really like, good. It was really easy to catch on and do this music shit, having them two being who they are and how good they are at music, tell me that I was good at music type shit. Right. So, shout out to them for that. And ever since then, we've been locked in.
How did you connect with Swano and Bert and them? When we were talking a little bit before, I know you said something.
You know, I moved to Lincoln Park and shit. My brother, like, he got expelled. Free house, anyway. He got expelled from Melvindale and shit, and we moved to Lincoln Park after he had got shot, too, in his head. So, like, we moved to Lincoln Park.
Damn. Obviously,
he lived. And, like, my dad went up to house in Lincoln Park, and he had to go to Lincoln Park schools. I didn't because, like, I was playing basketball, and I was so deep into the basketball program, like, I didn't want to transfer. Mm-hmm. So I stayed at Melvindale, and him and Phil connected, from Swano connected at school. And then one day I came home, and Swano was there, and him and making music. They're young as hell. They're seniors. I was a freshman. And I was just a little brother at home and shit, and they were making music, doing all that. And then after times, we all parted ways. I never really hung out with Bert. Bert was a little brother, too, so I never met Bert yet. And then pretty much I connected back with Phil years later, and, like, we started hanging out. Like, you know, I was partying and shit, and we started hanging out, fucking going out and shit. And then I ended up connecting with Bert, too, and then all three of us, and then pretty much it, bro. It was a wrap.
That's dope.
There,
you know? That's dope.
Three Stooges just running around.
Making good music,
good music,
fun while doing it.
And they're good people, too, bro. Like, a lot of, like, everybody has this look on shit. Like I'm out and people be like, I'm like, you don't know my friends. Like, don't tell me who to hang out with. These are, like, good people. Like, that's what I realized, too. And obviously, I look, you know, everybody gets the image of tattoos, all that shit. What you were like, they're good people, bro. Like.
Yeah, like, every time
I love them to death and shit. Like, I never thought, like, I'm, like, really, like, them considering, like, my brothers, bro. Like, I fuck with them so the long way, like, type shit.
Yeah, it's such a stupid stereotype too.
Oh, no, 100%.
Like, it's like, dude, accept them for who they are.
Man. Hey, when
nobody gets to know who they are, right. You don't give them the chance to tell it, like, you know.
The one time that I met Swano, my friend asked me how he really was because he was a big fan. And I was like, bro, to be honest with you, like, honestly, genuine like, person. Just such a sweet, genuine dude. Yeah. Like, he helped me with the shit I was getting ready to record. He listened to some of my other shit. Yeah. He gave me advice on it. Like, he was really cool. And that was dope for me at the time, for real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it always seemed like a great dude, for sure.
You got a few singles out with him, actually, and just a few other singles, just you. And then you have the album TLR.
Yeah.
That came out 2023, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it came out. I tried to do it on my birthday, fucking DistroKid and shit. I'm not tech savvy, so I'm trying to release it on my birthday, and, you know, they fucking process, you know, and I'm like, free calling them. I'm like, dude, come on, fucking birthday, do it. So I released on the 29th of December and shit. So right before 2024.
Oh, okay.
But it was still good.
So it's like, it's pretty recent.
I was working on it for about a year. I mean, not technically working on it, but I was working. I had a bunch of songs, and I was like, I'm done, dude. Like, I want to release every time. Like, I didn't want to release nothing, and, like, that wasn't gonna match or be better than my first couple, you know, releases. So, like, I was scared to release something. Yeah. I didn't want no bullshit out. So, I made sure that all the songs on that album were all bangers.
I feel you.
I was gonna say, you only got, what, 7 tracks on there?
Yeah, because it was gonna be an EP. Well, I had to get, you know, I had one with Bert, and me and Bert. I wanted to do a single and a video with it, but I was like, no, I need Bert on this, bitch. I need him on my album.
You only have 7 songs on there, but you said you got quite a bit in the vault, right? And you'd be punching everything in, so, like, you got quite a bit in the vault. Like, how does that selection process come about, like, to pick those 7 songs that you want to drop 7 on all the songs, other
ones? Honestly, that I think were my favorites and my best, I give a fuck what other people think, but, like, at the end of the day, what I like is what I like. Like, I don't care. Like, if I'm around, like, people always be like, oh, like, you, like, I listen to everybody I fuck with, I listen to them when I'm at. Like, people be like, oh, you're dick sucking your friends. No, I'm not dick sucking my friends. Like, my friends actually make good music. And
yeah.
I don't. That's what people I like, don't understand. You know, I like it, and, like, I don't care what a bitch say about my shit. Like, oh, turn your music. No, bitch, I'm listening to my fucking music. Yeah. I like it.
This shit's hard.
Yeah, my fucking little radio.
That's your fucking own radio, bro. If you don't like what you're making, like, what the fuck are you doing there? At the end of the, you know. So, like, big time, for real.
100%. And, like, it helps me, like, listening to my own music, and, like, people would be like, oh, you're going to play it out, you're playing it out. You know, it helps me, like, start another song, like, what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't try to, like, push my music into everybody's face, but I try to, like, secretly push it, like, out. Like,
see how they react and whatnot. They're like, oh, like, this is you? Like, this,
and I hate when I'll be playing at a party, I'm looking around, like, damn, no one. Who's this guy? Who's playing right now? You guys know it? Like, I wouldn't do that, but I'm like, damn, no one's even fucking... Yeah, Bob, your shit.
Yeah, just see who's rocking to it. Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you kind of look like Jack Harlow?
Oh, I get that all the time. But I'm older, so Jack Harlow looks like me.
Okay, type shit. All right, yeah. You let them fucking know.
Hold on. I like that.
I ain't gonna lie. He's a sweet guy.
I fuck with Jack. I fuck with Jack.
Usually people probably expect me to be like, oh, no, fucking, no. I ain't gonna lie. He's like
no, he's talented as fuck. Y'all can make some heat.
I actually, you know what's crazy? I actually was in Louisville one time, bro. Like, me and Trey was working that job and shit. And I was with my girl, and bro, one of his best friends came up to me. I'm on his Instagram and shit. Like, I didn't even believe him. He said, oh, I'm friends with, you know, I'm just thinking because we in Louisville, everybody's best friend.
Yeah.
So, like, he put me on his Instagram, bro. He had me on there and shit. Like, now I see his shit. Like, he just posted on, he was on fucking concert with Jack Harlow and everything. I'm like, fucking, I'm on his Instagram. I look crazy as hell on there. You fucking,
that might be a connect. You need to
tap back in with him. Hey, remember me?
What's your schedule looking like for like upcoming music though, like 2024? You got right any, now, you got bro, any plans like singles?
It's all over
projects?
The place. It's like I say, I punch, I do random shit. So they'll be like, I'll be random ass night. I'm drunk. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I start hitting up every engineer I know. Let's go to the studio.
Yeah.
But like, I got a session upcoming that I'm making a song with Ethan and shit. I get fresh and it's on the 20th and it's gonna be heat.
Okay.
It's gonna be something. It's a little different. It's kind of like a rock star vibe.
When should the people watching this expect that?
That's the thing too. Once I make it, I gotta make sure I release that bitch at the right time. Right. And like, I try to like take it up with somebody who knows music. I don't like doing it because I don't know shit about like the releasing and shit. So I want to do it at the right time. I don't want to just drop it unexpectedly. So I want to plan this one a little bit more. It's gonna be a single.
Hell yeah,
it's gonna be dope.
We'll be on the lookout for that one.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I get not being into that tech shit. It fucking confuses me too, brother.
You got any like funny or like cool stories for the people watching that like from the studio? Just like anything that like sticks out to you, that's just like you think is hilarious, or just something cool that happened. I mean, when you showed me that song with Sueno, you said you guys made that in like 15 minutes or whatever. So like that's you know, kind of like interesting.
I mean, from what I can remember, because you know, fucking, I'd be fucking drunk. I mean, but I'm trying. I really don't drink that much no more either. But so I mean, not like no funny times, because I at the studio I really try to like. I want to be serious in it.
Lock in.
Like, I don't like recording in front of, like, everybody want girls in the studio. I'm not trying to have no girls in the studio. I ain't going to lie. I'd be like, yeah, I just.
Focus.
I just don't like, they be laughing and shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, y'all got to be quiet. And they, I feel like they purposely would say something. I'm like, hey, bro, like, we just told y'all to be.
You're paying for that. You know what I mean?
Like, they don't get it. And, like, it's just awkward. I like the more serious, like, when I can get it, like, with the boys type shit. Like, I don't want too many people in there either, bro. Because, like, when I'm making music, I like constructive criticism, but not too much of it. Like, I usually want like the engineer type dude, like, give me what, because they have the ear for music, engineers do. Like, I have an ear for music, but not like the little shit, like the shit, like, you know, different shit the beat type shit. Yeah. Like where to drop the shit, where to drop punt, like all
just
that
like
shit.
The little patterns that go into
make it sound the like the little shit that people notice.
What would you say your personal favorite song is that you've made for like someone that maybe has never heard of you that's watching this? Like, what song would you recommend?
I would probably, mine personally is Street Signs. It was a fun song to make, you know.
You played it for us.
The one I got the video to. I like Street Signs. A lot of people, you know, like, that's the thing with my music. I'm, it's really versatile. So a lot of different people like the rap one, the first one on the album. Mm-hmm. Some people like the more slow shit. Like, a slide means a lot to me. I like slide a lot because, like, it can relate. It can connect with a lot of people going through the same thing that I was going through. We got What Up. I like What Up, too. People really like that one. It's more of a slow one. And
yeah, you do that a bunch.
Like
of
I said,
sounds,
the whole like me, it might sound cliche, but the whole album, fuck it.
No, that's fair.
Go listen to the album. Yeah, it'll be in the description.
TLR, right? Yeah.
Make sure y'all go listen to that.
Slide. You said you wrote that one in the hospital, right?
Yeah, I was in one of them loony bins.
Okay.
And that's the thing with me. I got a weird. I got the darkest joke, so I'm gonna make a joke out of everything.
Go ahead. I got dark humor too.
So I was in like a little loony bin. I was going through a hard time in my life, and whoever can relate to this too is another thing. Like, I try to commit suicide type deal. So that was a big part. And I'm gonna pause real quick. My nose running. Let me cut.
You're good.
See, I'm about to fucking cry, dude. I fucking said.
No,
I'm not gonna cry though, because I'm a gangster rapper. I mean,
I'm curious. You know, like, how has that shaped you or affected you since then? Like, have you seen the brighter days? Like, what's some piece of advice for someone that may be watching this that's going through something similar to what you were going through? You know, like, you got any? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would say, it could be a lot worse. That's the main thing I'm going to say, everything, because it could be so much worse. And, like, the person next to you, y'all two can be going through something and I wouldn't know. And I'm thinking my shit's the worst thing going on in the world.
No, yeah.
Everybody, it could be a lot worse, and you got to take a look at life as like, we're here and you get one life, bro, and you got to make something out of it.
For real.
And I think that's why I'm so deep and I want to do this music shit, because like, it's like I'm here for a reason, and everybody that knows me well and what I've been through and the shit that's happened to me, like, I shouldn't be here, and like, I need to stop bitching about these little problems I got going on and take this music shit somewhere that it could go, because I got a lot of people like that think I could really take it, like, that hear me and be like, oh shit, they're like, bro, like,
you're talented.
Yeah,
talented. Like, talented, what the fuck, shit. Like, I'm like, bro, it's like, it's just like, I got, it's hard to like push it, like I said, like, I've been trying to do this TikTok shit. I've been making them a little TikTok fucking songs. Yeah,
little snippets and whatnot.
Yeah, get on the for you. I've been doing it with my own music too, just to invest in my, like, and I'll pay for the promotion shit, so hopefully it blows up on someone's For You page, something like that. The shit with the hospital, you know, I was going through one of the hardest times of my life, and I made a decision that was impulsive and stupid that was probably for the better of me too, to realize, like, bro, like, I'm not only here for myself, I'm here for a lot of other people that I didn't know that would hurt them like the way that, because like, when they, the seeing people's faces and reactions to telling them that, they're like, what the what?
Yeah.
Like me, because I walk around with this smile, like, since y'all met me, probably, like, I'm real goofy, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure. I
mean, laughy, you know.
And you're open, too. Like, we talked a lot off camera, just, like, some crazy stuff, you know, just, you know.
And I try to, because, like, I like being, I don't want to have no fake relationship with nobody and walk in here and not say a word and be this dude, like, oh, like, don't want to act like something I'm not. I'm goofy as hell. Like, that's something that Swaino loves about me, like. He loves that I'm myself. I don't have to act like nobody that I'm not. I don't have to act like a gangster, because I'm not a gangster. I don't have to act like some, like, you know, do this. And if I feel like I want to do a somersault in a bar, I'm going to do a fucking somersault in a bar.
Type shit.
And Swaino's watched me do somersaults in the bar.
Type shit.
And
I need Bert's to see a video of that.
Somersaults in the
I
bar.
Need to see a video of a somersault,
I swear,
in the bar.
If he wants to do a fucking somersault, he's going to do a fucking somersault.
That's what Swaino said that one time. He said, Rick, you know what I love about you? He said, if I take you to studio with Sada, baby, he's like, you still gonna do a somersault in the studio? I said, fuck yeah, I feel like it's somersault time. I'm gonna do that shit.
Somersault time is crazy. He said, if I feel like it's somersault time,
it's somersault. I'm fucking somersaulting all through that bitch.
Do you ever get? We usually ask like writer's block, but you don't write. So like, do you ever like get a creative block, like where you're trying to punch in, or like you're looking for that right beat, and it's just like nothing's.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
How do you overcome that?
In the moment, I won't. I fucking get pissed and I fucking stop what I'm doing. I say, I'll fucking come back for you later, buddy.
Okay.
You know, but like, I like to do a lot of shit where I listen to other music and other like different types of genres to mix it with what I like too. Like different types of, like, you know, just like versatile, something different.
Yeah.
Every time I want to do something different every time, because that something different could lead to something
when crazy. You are in that block, what's like a hobby that other, like, outside of music that can kind of like still inspire you to like get back to the booth? Is there anything,
like, you know, partying? I like
he's a
partying. I ain't gonna lie, because like, I like living like a rock star. I'm a life liver. Like, I want to fucking, I don't want to be fucking, take everything too serious.
Making
like,
memories.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can't, if I do serious music, I feel like it's just going to be dry. Like, I want to do something that's like, I want to rap about how I live type shit. So I'm going to rap about, you hear it in the songs.
Yeah.
The
right. So what would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist? Something that you know you could improve on or like want to work on for the future?
I would say consistency.
Okay.
You know, like, I get lost sometimes, right? Like, I wouldn't even realize it's been fucking 2 months since I've done some type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I got shit that I could do, but I haven't, you know what I'm saying?
Gotten around to it. All right, if you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
And before you answer, no one you know. Has to be,
I'm about to keep it a bug. I'm like, my brother.
Everyone does that. Everyone does, says, you know. So, like, someone you, like,
say.
You could do both, I guess.
One
of your close friends.
My brother, all my brothers, you know what I'm saying? 7764, everybody I fuck with. But somebody I don't know. Fresco Trey, I went out to LA and shit and fucked with him. And I actually found out about him through Big Bert. Bert showed me his music. And this girl that I went to Central with, her name is Chanel, she's actually managing me right now and shit. And she knows him out in LA. She moved out there. And I was on the phone with her, and I was telling her about some of the music I listened to, and then she said something. Somebody she said, "Yeah, my boy, he makes music. His name's Fresco." I'm like, "Fresco?" I'm like, "Fresco Trey?" I'm like, she's like, "Yeah, you know him." I'm like, "Bro, that's one of my top five. My boy's music." And then she lined it up, and he let me come stay at his crib and shit out in LA and shit. Like, he had a show, concert out there. One of the dopest experiences ever, bro. That's sick. I appreciate him. Shout out to Fresco Trey for that.
Yeah.
And he's just such a humble artist, bro. And like, his music is crazy, bro. If you don't know who he is, you don't listen to him, he has a kind of like, it relates to like music I make. It's just like, so.
Is he from here?
No, he's from, you wouldn't even know, but he's from Memphis.
Oh. And he moved out. He's out in Cali now.
Yeah, he's out there. Yeah, like he moved out. Okay, he's pretty big. Like,
you guys get to cook anything up together? Or?
Nah, he told me a feature price.
That's so true.
But like, I went inside his house studio. Somebody was working there anyway. I didn't really ask him like for a feature, but like I asked him through Chanel, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I got about 500 bucks.
Isn't it crazy that someone will let you stay at their house before they give you a free feature?
And, but that's the thing, when bro, he was like, I wasn't expecting him to like even let us be over there the way like he was, so like his hospitality, yeah. Like it was like
just cool.
Damn, like yeah, cool. You're cool as fuck, actually. So, you're a fucking legend.
Yeah,
yeah, it was dope. It really was like that. We're just chilling, bro. And that's dope. He's like, it was fun as hell too. Like he fucking, it was like. Him being like the show we were at, there was like MGK was there, everybody, and like after the show, we're just at his house, like fucking playing drunk games. I'm like, this is fucking fun as fuck, bro.
Didn't MGK just do some Detroit shit with somebody? Or that was with T, wasn't it?
I couldn't remember.
He's got a song with T. He's got a song with T.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That just happened. Yeah.
Check that out. But yeah, I don't listen to MGK. But yeah, it was sweet. It was funny. I didn't really like meet MGK, like handshake, but like I'm going to the bathroom and shit, and some tall ass dude comes walking out. I'm like, fucking
Kristaps Porzingis.
He holds the door open, and then I go in, and then the big ass motherfucker comes. Obviously, secure something. Like, was that fucking MGK in the bathroom?
Past
him. That was like fucking crazy. But yeah, it was a good experience and shit, bro. It was dope being in LA and like actually being into like the atmosphere of that vibe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. You kind of asked me about this question a little bit earlier, but five dinner guests, dead or alive. Doesn't have to be artists. It could be anyone. Like, you get to pick your five people you want to have a dinner with. You could talk to comedians, one of your buddies from elementary school, you know.
President.
A doctor. Like, it could be, like, whoever.
I would say LeBron James has to be there 100%. And my mom, she passed away. I would definitely want her there.
Rest in peace.
And then her mom, my grandma. My brother, who's locked up right now, definitely. And I'm going to pick someone sweet now. Someone I know that I can't fucking have dinner with. Fuck. Damn, that's hard. I got one more. Fuck. I guess my baby mama, fuck it. She can be there.
There you go.
You a father?
Yeah, I'm about to be.
Oh, shit. Best of luck in fatherhood.
Fuck. Yeah, she's due August 3rd. I'm excited.
Oh, shit. It's like there.
You know the gender?
Yeah, it's a boy.
Hey. I wanted a girl, though. You wanted the girl?
You want to
be a girl dad?
Yeah, I wanted to get that shit out the way.
They do say it's better to have the girl as the older sister.
I think I'd rather have a boy so my daughter has an older brother that can protect her.
Yeah, you know, Maddie will tell you something.
I don't want
different.
A daughter now. Fuck that. I don't want no daughter. I was just doing it because I kind of like played the mental game. I jinxed. I thought I was getting a girl for sure. I'm
type
like, oh,
shit. Reverse or no card.
No, with me growing up, I'm like, I'm getting a girl. 100%. Yeah. My karma's coming. If I ain't get one, I played the mind game. I tricked him.
That's funny.
But yeah, I got his name tatted and shit. We naming him Renzo.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's dope.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
What are you guys eating? We didn't ask that for the table. Yeah. What are y'all eating at your dinner?
Oh, fuck. Brisket, 100%. I'm on barbecue.
Oh, okay.
I fucking love brisket, bro. Like,
valid.
Fat, and like everybody, and it has to be a brisket with so much fat on it, because I love nobody. Like, I like the texture of fat. It's so good. That's what I want.
I don't know. That's supposed to be chewy for me.
Hey,
man.
Steak fat,
know.
Bro.
I don't want the chewy fat. I want the one that like melts in your mouth. Type shit. It's so good.
Like bacon fat.
Yeah,
bacon fat goes crazy. Yeah,
definitely.
Who are your personal favorite top five artists of all time?
That's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
It can be any. It doesn't have to be just.
Sorry, I keep doing.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. I'm sorry, I keep going away. But like, I don't know. Like, obviously, like Drake. I like, you know, Fresco Trey's top five. And this sounds cliche, honestly, but Sueno and Big Bird, my top five, 100%. Like, and I'm dead ass saying that because they make good music, and like,
Yeah.
They're legends.
I mean, bro, like, those were the, like, growing up, that was the names I heard were those guys, like, around, who, here, around our area. So, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
And then for five, honestly, my other one of my best friends, my other boy, V.I., he makes shit. Like, okay. He's so sweet. And, like, I didn't know him too well, you know, 2 years ago, but I asked him for a feature, and now we're fucking, like, we're locked in. Fucking, yeah. He's on my album, the White Girl song. I don't know if you heard that. Yeah. He's a legend. That's dope. I love that.
That's dope that you just hit him up and now y'all are cool. Yeah, like close.
I was like, bro. And then he did at a different studio. And then one day he was like, I had some Tito's. And usually when I'm out there, nobody over there, they don't like Tito's. They like, you know, they drink different. So I drink like a white boy. He drank Tito's with me. Me and him were drinking Tito's for like 3 months straight. I swear to God. I was drinking Tito's 3 months straight. Shout out to Viado.
If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, an album with no skips, what album would that be?
Fuck. That's a tough one, too. That's like fucking ACT question right there.
He said ACT question.
We took the SAT. He took the ACT.
Did you guys? Yeah. They did change that shit.
Yeah. I'm only 23.
I say Take Care by Drake.
That's a great album.
It's still charting too, eh?
It's Drizzy. It's Drizzy, brother.
No, that's a good album. We haven't heard that one yet either.
I doubt that.
I don't think we have.
Really?
You haven't heard Take Care?
I've heard the album. Like, I'm saying like young, from a guest. Young. No, I'm saying from a guest.
I'm saying from a guest. Someone had to have said Take Care.
I like soft music. I ain't gonna lie.
I know. Hey, that's a great album.
I love shit that I can't listen to rap too much, too long.
How'd you feel about the beef?
Oh, who won, Kendrick or Drake?
I haven't really listened to it, but I heard Kendrick just released a new one.
When?
Like a couple of days ago.
I don't think that's right.
Or it might be the old one.
Yeah, that's probably.
My group chat, I woke up this morning seeing it half asleep. They were talking about something that it's going to be playing all summer and shit. But I will check it out. I don't be following, like, you know, all the.
Yeah, you did say you'd be listening to just your boys for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't be on Twitter, so I don't be seeing that shit.
Yeah.
I'm really on fucking gambling apps all day. Trying to figure out how to get bonuses.
How to get bonuses, he said. If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric.
See my dark
He doesn't go on Twitter because he's on gambling apps.
If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song would that be?
A Millie by Lil Wayne.
That's a great song.
I used to be in seventh grade. Shit, that
bitch. All right.
I don't know about now. Fuck. I might be fucked now. I gotta fucking go back and hear it one more time before I start.
Play it one time and then I've got it.
That'd be a hard song to do.
Oh yeah, it would be
a hard song. That's a challenge.
I got that bitch down pat.
Hell yeah. Well, our final question. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? Do you have any other ventures or any part of, you know, the music industry that you'd like to learn more, you know, just 10 years from now, like, where do you see yourself, like, doing, or what do you see yourself doing?
Hopefully this, but if it's not, then hopefully I got a house in Woodhaven with a garage attached to it.
With a garage attached to it.
What an answer. That is not.
I get it, but.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, a house, and I thought a house and a swimming pool.
Like, walk in from the house to the garage.
I feel you, type shit.
With the little splatters and shit.
Like, hey, goals. Yeah. Goals.
Basketball hoop, okay. You know, like a little
basketball. What are them floors called?
The garage door floors where it's like splatter.
Yeah, the I don't know
what
it's called.
You know what he's talking about.
I want a little fucking tool.
Like, it's like a floor, and they'll like have like sprinkles of paint on it, and it looks like
little flakes.
Oh, yeah, you definitely
got a shiny cover over it.
If I saw it, I'd be
like, it's expensive. Let's know that.
hey, that's the goal.
Yeah, you already know.
Shout out Woodhaven.
Well, I do want to thank you for
and
for
a subdivision.
You
got to be in a subdivision.
Oh, no, 100%.
Yeah. I never lived
kids
got to
grow up with some friends, too.
Yeah. My neighbor got to at least be 30, like 100 feet up from my house. He can't be right next door.
Yeah, but they can ride bikes around the neighborhood type shit. Yeah, I feel you.
Not on my grass, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck out of here with that shit.
I'm going to be such a lawn guy, dude, when I'm older.
I'm going to be
definitely a dickhead for sure. I'm not talking to my neighbor.
Turn down that racket.
Nah, bro.
I'd rather that
than the overly nice one. Hi, how are you?
Hungover, coming home off like hungover off Hennessy and shit. Been up all night.
Now I feel like you're judging me.
The one basic white dude that's just
Bro, I'm trying to smoke a joint outside. Why are you talking to me? Like, why? I'm trying to relax right now, and you're asking me if I have compost. No, Phil, I don't have compost.
Is your fridge running?
Yeah.
No, I'm playing. But no, I do want to thank you for coming on. You know, appreciate I'm wishing you nothing but the best of luck. I'm hoping we can continue to stay in touch and keep working
for real. I
definitely want to come back to this.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely going to work.
Before we sign off.
Hey, man, no, it was a great episode. Great having you on. And yeah, you definitely got the talent to do some shit in this, for that. Real.
Well, yeah. I hope you're not saying that just because you're my friend.
You caught me.
If I suck, tell me I suck.
No, bro.
I really fuck with
you.
No,
I appreciate
you.
Hey,
this
will get cut.
It's my first podcast, and I had fun.
We wouldn't have had you on.
Yeah, sir.
That's facts. Well, nah, links to everything for him will be down in the description. Instagram, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, you name it. It's going to be down there. Go give him a follow. Go check out his music.
And check out his little TikTok dances too. Yeah, they talked about earlier.
The bitches are fire. I'm starting to get good at them bitches.
The editing,
I'm editing and shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel you on that. Yeah,
I'm one of the ones with it.
Hell yeah.
All right, yeah.
Well, nah. Like I said, thank you for coming out and go check out his stuff. Comment, subscribe, and then we'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah.
For episode number 52.
Yep. We will.
Peace out.
6-4.